Blog Talk Radio.
To the Goon Squad Sports Radio Show podcast. Overtime, we just finished our first 40. Came out much better than last week's first 40, I have to say. No hiccups. So we'll be putting that on our YouTube channel as well as our Facebook channel. And probably by late tonight or early tomorrow morning, if you want to see the first 40. We talked about Ezekiel Elliott. We talked about Iso Joe. Talked about the sisters that are out in the tennis world in the U.S. Open that are doing their thing. The U.S. basketball team, we talked about Anthony Davis and his big say to get Dwight Howard to the Lakers. And we talked about the Washington Football Club in Washington, D.C., the dysfunction. But, Black, I'm going to go to you first. Any overlapping topics from the first 40 you want to pull out before we look at the NFL picks?
Woo! Overlapping topics. Nah, man. I think we're good. I think it's time to move on and do what we do, man.
Okay. Ice, any overlapping things that you want to talk about from the first 40?
It's time, baby. They ready. They came in for it. It's
okay, folks. It's the first game of the NFL season tomorrow. The Chicago Bears are at home against the Green Bay Packers. Pop already gave me his pick. He's talking smack. He had his pick ready. I didn't have to prompt him. He had his paper, circled out all his picks. So he goes first. We're going to change the order each week. So something that we learned from the AAF earlier this year, that it seemed to work out a little bit better. We don't have folks hiding in the cut for 4 weeks until the next person can go last. So we're going to start with the first game, which is Thursday, to commemorate the 100th year of the NFL. There was a nice little ceremony today in Chicago at Soldier Field. They unraveled the Halas statue as well as the Walter Payton statue. And there's a program happening tonight called Savoring Sweetness. Now, hopefully we'll make it to the NFL Network, but I will tape it and watch it. And folks talking about it. It's been 20 years since Walter Payton has passed away. I couldn't believe it. It's been that long. But let's go to the picks. The first game is the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. And Pop picked the Green Bay Packers. I also picked the Green Bay Packers. The reason why is because the Chicago offense hasn't really kind of been on the field this year. And neither has Aaron Rodgers, but if I had to trust a quarterback in the offense, I got to go with Aaron Rodgers. And what better way to upset your rival's new season by beating them in Chicago in the 100th year? Black, your pick.
I am glad that you are changing the order each week, man. I like that. That variety is really pay dividends by the end of the season. I think Chicago is on it's going to carry momentum from last year. I think Green Bay has a lot to prove. I don't like the fact that Aaron Rodgers really didn't play in the offseason. I don't know why they hired this guy as a head coach. He was an offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans. That's a Terry right there. Yeah, he should probably be out of the league. I'm going with Chicago, baby.
All right. Ice, who you going with? Who you got?
Well, I'm glad that people think today because of what it worked in the NFL. If you think that's going to work here, he's salary is taken. This big boy stuff right here. I'm watching this. Can we say that? I'm watching this, okay? I'm watching these guys. okay? Anyway, with all that being said, I'm going with Chicago. Straight up and down. They got a great defense. They coming back strong. They might have some questions, but Chicago.
All right. Next game on tap is Tennessee versus Cleveland. Pop is going with Cleveland. He's buying all the hype with Cleveland. Not so much with Cleveland. They got some key players, but they still got to learn how to win. And you have folks around the league talking about Cleveland's going to be in the playoffs and the Super Bowl, and they're going to take over that AFC division. And I have to see it to believe it. So I'm going with Tennessee. Black, who you got?
Well, I'm not saying I'm buying the hype of Cleveland, but I will say for this first weekend matchup against Tennessee, I don't think they're going to do much. Their defense is not bad. They got to find a quarterback. They got to realize that they got to find a quarterback. That quarterback they have is not it. I don't know what they were doing bringing the quarterback in from Miami. That's not going to be it either. So at home, Cleveland has something to come out and basically show the league for the first week. They will really try to come out razzle-dazzle. I'm taking the Browns at home.
All right. Ice water. As the big play back plays in the background. Who you got?
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, it has now started. It has officially started. Puma has selected Tennessee. It has officially started. I'm going with Cleveland. I think their defense alone will get them over. You mentioned about no quarterback, really. Mariota kind of struggling as a quarterback in Tennessee. And I'm not sure what Derrick Henry's going to do with him being the feature back now. So with that being said, Cleveland gets off to Schneid. It looked good in the first week. Cleveland.
All right. Next game on tap is Baltimore versus Miami. Pop is picking Miami at home. I am going with Baltimore, the away team. Black, who you got?
Man, you ain't telling me. Pop had to sit up and put on paper and come out picking Dolphins? Okay, all right. All right, I got it. Right, I'm going, boss.
Hey, when he picked him, I was like, okay. Maybe he was thinking about the hurricane coming to North Carolina soon. I don't know.
Could be. I'm going Baltimore. And it's interesting, man, with the Dolphins in a sense because I like this head coach, man. I like the way he's doing things. I like his no-nonsense approach. But I think it's going to take a while for this team to buy in. And I don't think they bought in during the preseason. I think some of the players were mad. He traded some of the popular guys on the team. He's got to come and do his thing. But I think it's going to take a while. And that while may not be the next season for the Dolphins, but the Ravens will take care of him on Sunday.
Didn't he trade or the Dolphins trade the guy that was kneeling?
Yeah, they trade him. They trade Punk.
Yep.
Yeah, they trade him in offensive line they drafted a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ice water, who you got?
Yeah, Tunsil, yeah, and also Steele's the wide receiver. So with that being said, I wonder who Fitzmagic is going to throw to. I'm going to roll with Baltimore. I think that Lamar Jackson is going to show you a little something, probably run for 96 yards on the ground, and that's going to be enough along with your defense. So, Baltimore.
Do you have him in your fantasy football league?
Who is that?
Hi.
Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson, yeah.
No, sir. Okay. You know who my quarterback is?
Black. Cool.
Russell Wilson. Imagine that.
Surprise, surprise. Black, who's your quarterback?
I'm not doing fantasy this year, man. I want to focus on the picks and nothing but the picks, baby.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
I'm about to get
a man on a mission. All right, so next game on tap is Atlanta versus Minnesota. Pop picked Minnesota. I also picked Minnesota at home. Black, who you got?
Yeah, if this game was in Atlanta, I might be a little interested to go Atlanta. Even though I'm going to pick Minnesota, but I think Atlanta's going to play well. But I think Minnesota's at home and their defense and the problem behind it is going to be a little too much. I'm taking the Vikings.
All right. Ice water, who you got?
Across the board, I'm going with Minnesota. Their defense is going to put pressure on Matt Ryan. And I was not copy what I saw last year from their offense. So they're going to have to prove it to me that they're ready and they're back. So Minnesota.
Okay. Next game on tap is Buffalo versus the New York Jets. Pop is going with the New York Jets. He might see something that I don't see because I'm going with Buffalo. Black Thor, who you got?
Woo! Wow, this is a closer game than it actually may look like on paper. I don't trust the Jets head coach. Buffalo looks like they can probably move the ball a little bit. You know what? I'm going to ride with Pops in this one, man. I'm going to take the New York Jets, man. I'm going to take the New York Jets thinking that their defense. Well, Le'Veon Bell feel like he really has something to prove. I think if they feed him enough, they can squeak this one out. I'm going to take the Jets.
All right. Ice, who you got?
Based on the fact that that Buffalo just cut my man Shady McCoy, I got to go with the Jets. Because that means now that the quarterback in Buffalo is going to be the leading rusher. Yeah, well, it's just the leading rusher is going to be the quarterback for Buffalo. So with the Jets and also having Le'Veon Bell, I think you give the quarterback there Sam Darnold a little more to work with. I think that Ika went out, New York.
Okay. Shady went back to Andy Reid, Black.
Yeah, I think that was a good pickup. I think it was a very good pickup. I think they need to kind of thump the ball a little bit sometimes, just kind of ground it out a little bit. I think he can do that. He can also catch the ball in the backfield. I mean, that was a smart pickup, real smart pickup. They got him for $3 million. Good addition.
All right. Next game on tap, fellas, is Washington versus Philadelphia. Pop is going with Philadelphia, the home team, and I'm going with Philadelphia also. Black, who you got?
Yeah, I got to ride with Philly on this one. I don't know what Washington do, man. I think Trent Williams is not even in uniform. I mean, Jay Gruden, I don't know who's going to play out there. Quarterback, it doesn't matter at this point, but Eagles want to get to a good start. They realize they have to do battle with the Cowboys for that division. And they're at home, yeah, the Eagles.
All right. Icewater, who you got?
Eagles. If Dwayne Haskins is playing, I might throw a touchdown in there or something, but no, he's not going to probably play. So, Philadelphia.
All right. Now, this should be a good game. And I think Cam is playing also. It's the Los Angeles Rams versus the Carolina Panthers. Pop surprisingly went with the Los Angeles Rams after they stunk it up in the Super Bowl. I'm going with the Rams too. But here's the thing I'm going to say before I give it over to you, Black. They gave the quarterback an extension. I think they're going to regret that because, to me, this quarterback proved in the Super Bowl he ain't ready. And I don't know how much more you can give to him to make him ready to be prime time. But that's my opinion. Black, who you got?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have a good game in the Super Bowl, granted. But I will say this, man. And I didn't hear a lot of people say this. I think the coach for the Rams really got fazed by Belichick on the offensive side of the sideline and forgot how to call plays, man. They really forgot. He forgot how to call plays. He became scared, a little frozen. And they look across the field, and I think a lot of times just the magnitude of going up against Belichick, a lot of times, man, you got to cut it loose. He didn't do it as a head coach. So I'm not going to blame the quarterback that much. He is the future, bro. I mean, whether we want to believe it or not, he is going to be the future. Cam, you know, is coming off that. He had a bad leg, if I'm not mistaken, calf. He did not look that good in preseason either, in my opinion. I think the Rams feel like they got something to prove. And if Donald's out there playing, Cam's in trouble, bro. I'm taking the Rams.
All right, so you got?
Yeah, I agree with you. The Rams had tunnel vision in the Super Bowl. We already know about that. But you put that quarterback in a bad position. That's why they scored 3 points. But Carolina, Cam Newton, even if he's healthy, he's not using the weapons properly. We talked about that last week or the week before. So that's going to be an issue.
Right.
The Rams.
All right, Rams across the board. We have the next game on tap is the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Jackson Jaguars. I assume that they're going to move the location of this game. We will see. But Papa's going with Kansas City. Didn't even have to ask him. He loves Mahomes. I went with Kansas City also. Who you got, Black?
Yeah, it's easy with Kansas City, man.
Jacksonville was your sexy pick.
Yeah, a couple of years ago,
Jacksonville, man. Jacksonville was your sexy pick years ago.
They was, man, a couple of years ago. I was a year too early in that sense. But I can't believe – I mean, Rams, Kansas City kind of tightened the defense up a little bit too, man. They got the head coach that used to walk the sidelines on the Giants. I'm probably sure they'll be doing more blitzes mm-hmm. this year with the cornerbacks and stuff of that nature. So, yeah, I don't think Jacksonville – you know, Coughlin is there. They're gonna want to go back to basically pounding the ball with their running back. You're not gonna do that with Kansas City, man. You're not gonna be able to keep it close and grind it out. They want to air it out and get ahead of you. They're gonna do that, son. I'm gonna take Kansas City.
All right. So you got?
Yeah, Jacksonville is trying to do something. There's a lot of unknowns there. We're not sure what's gonna happen. Defense should be pretty good, but. You mentioned earlier, now you have another weapon for Mahomes to throw to, and Shady McCoy. And watch how healthy he gets real quick. And you can say, oh, my God, another brand new Shady? Watch. So, yeah, Kansas City.
Kansas City across the board. And Jacksonville has Nick Foles, so it'll be interesting to see how he kind of – because he has to be better than what they had. And I remember a cousin talking to a cousin – down there in Jacksonville when I was down there earlier in the summer. And she was asking me about Nick Foles, and I'm like, just trust me, he's way better than what you have. So that should be kind of solid at that position if they can get him some weapons. So the next game on tap is Indianapolis with their new quarterback against the Los Angeles Chargers. Pop is going with the home team, the Chargers. I'm going with the home team, the Chargers. The Chargers always seem to kind of start out real well, and then they kind of burn out at the end. Maybe, Black, maybe this is a year where Rivers can get them over the hump with that defense and the weapons on offense. Who you got?
I'm taking charge. I'm not sure about getting over the hump, man. I got to see it first, man. I got to see. I'm not sure, but they'll have enough to beat the Colts. But that's going to be an interesting game to kind of pay attention to because – you know, of course, you know what Andrew Luck did. He kind of left them in a situation. But I'm really seeing how I want to see how this quarterback basically with the new weapons that they have, how he basically moved the offense around a little bit. And I won't be surprised. This game is closer than we think. I'm going to take the Chargers.
All right. Ice, you put up an article about all the black quarterbacks in the NFL now. And Indianapolis has one. Hook or crook, he's the starting quarterback starting week one. Who you got?
Yeah, I wish Jacoby Brissett nothing but the best. I think he fooled a lot of people by showing them that he's capable when they really were not that good and didn't give him a lot to work with. He made things happen. But unfortunately, the Chargers, even though they don't have their running back, they still have enough to win. And unfortunately, their defense is coming along. They have some dynamic pieces on defense, and I think that's going to be the difference. So I'm going with the Chargers.
All right. Chargers across the board. Now we have an interesting game. It's going to be interesting to see how these two teams out of the AFC start off because I say the New England Patriots are going straight back to the Super Bowl. They just reloaded. And is there a team in the AFC that can stop them? So, it's Cincinnati versus Seattle. Me and Pop both went with Seattle at home with the number 12, the 12th man. Black, who you got?
Yeah, I think it's going to take a while for Cincinnati to kind of walk away from Marvin Lewis. They probably have to even find themselves a quarterback. Green is not going to be playing, if I'm not going to be correct. I think he's going to be out for a few more weeks. Yeah, man, Seattle's going to kind of come out there and pound you to sleep, you know, into submission. I'm taking the Hawks, baby.
And I can't imagine you picking against your boy that you picked in fantasy football, Russell Wilson.
Of course not. I mean, you don't do that. I mean, I'm going to ride with him as long as I can. And then at home, too, Cincinnati's going to be struggling. And then that new defensive end, I think his name is Clowney. He's going to be chasing somebody. So, yeah, I'm going to roll with Seattle.
You think so?
Huh?
Because I know we didn't talk about Clowney in the first 40 and last week, but the reason why Houston didn't re-sign him because Clowney, to me,
seeing him come from South Carolina and seeing his pro career was a big disappointment to me and didn't really deserve the money he was asking for. Hopefully he could do it in Seattle, be that guy that hits a running back, makes him fumble and pick up the ball like a loaf of bread. So maybe he could be that guy, but really haven't seen it. Really haven't seen it. And I agree with the Houston Texans. So why are we paying you all this money and you really haven't delivered what we expected you to deliver? You're supposed to be the second coming of Bruce Smith, and you haven't shown up. But, you know,
I'm with you on that. I just want one thing at you real quick. I'll just say is that this is the contract year for this brother. So I think that's why Seattle made the move. He wants to get his real money. He needs to show up. So I think – and that defense is tailor-made for him to be the same guy. So that's why I think he's going to make a difference.
Yeah, I think I
Black, any thoughts
there,
on Clowney?
Yeah, I think actually Seattle is a better place for him, bro. I do. I don't – you know, I think the problem with him is that he tends to take off he tends to take plays off in a sense. And we kind of saw that in his last year in college for the most part. He kind of like – he plays when he wants to. And – but him being a contract year, he's got to go out and play, bro. And hopefully once he learns to keep that motor running all the time, yeah, it might be a little different. I was a little surprised he hasn't been a little better than advertised, but he has the skills, bro. This roster has the skills. He's young. He's real young. So I think Seattle got a steal on getting him. I really do, for what they gave up. And basically, if it doesn't work out, just, you know, and they have to if they have to at the end of the season, don't sign him. They get another third-round pick back, so they didn't really give up much for him. But they don't have to pay him $7 million, because once they pick up the remainder of his $15 million he's going to get this year. So that's what they got to give him, $7 million. Yeah, for 1 year for $7 million for Clowney, I would have took that deal too.
Okay. All right. Next game on tap is New York Giants versus the Dallas Cowboys. Before I know my pop picks are the Dallas Cowboys. That's his team. So he's going to go with them the first game, hate the Giants. But, Black, who's starting for the Giants?
You know, I will start, bro. I mean, without a doubt, he's going to start. They don't want to – don't get me wrong. That he's not going to be out there long, in my opinion, but he is going to start because you don't want to basically put this young man in Texas first game against the Cowboys. It's not fair to him. Even though I would love to see him play, let's not fear, but at some point, probably mid-season, he's going to roll out there. And I got to admit, man, I there's times when I'm objective, and there's times when I have to apologize. And I'm going to apologize to the general manager of the New York Giants, because I thought he was a flat-out idiot in picking this cat. But he saw some things that I knew nothing about. This young man is a baller, man. This young man has baller written all over him. He has a certain flow with the offense. They get excited when he's on the field, more so than when Eli's on the field. He's going to learn to command an offense with him. He's going to be a player, bro. He's going to be a player. He has a lot of the intangibles you're looking for. And he made a few mistakes, but he comes right back, man. He could zip that ball, bro. He could zip it. So Giants are in good shape as far as quarterback. It's just too bad that some of their receivers are hurt. And we may not see him on display this year, but for years to come, they can build on them, bro. They can definitely build around them.
Yeah, with all that being said, I'm picking the Cowboys. And the jury's still out on the quarterback. If Eli's starting, Cowboys going to win this game. Preseason's one thing, but like Samuel Jackson said in the movie Fresh, put the game on speed, they're going to tear that ass up when he go out there and try to do all that stuff he did in the preseason. So I want to see him when the game goes live. And when you put the game on speed, that's when I want to see him. Don't give me preseason. Anybody could be a star preseason. Put the game on speed in the regular season where it counts and where these guys get paid. Let's see what he does then, if he ever gets in. But I'm going with the Cowboys. Black?
Woo, no objectability there. But anyway, bro, I'll say this. You got to realize now, a lot of these quarterbacks, man, if you look at Carson Wentz, he was a rookie at some point, bro. You look at all these quarterbacks, that rookie's at some point, and they do well in preseason, they get them bumps. It happens, man. It just happens. I mean, he may fall in his face, but everyone starts somewhere at the starting gate, bro. But I know. It's your hard man to please, my brother. you want to come out of the shoot, you know, being a tradesman. With that being said, I'm going to take the Cowboys too, man. I think I think the Cowboys are set. Even if they didn't have Zeke, I think they're set to have a good year. I really think that Dak is going to play better this year than he has to. I think he screwed himself by not signing that contract. I really do. I think the Cowboys are going to make him play this year out. And if he doesn't ball out, there's going to be less money sitting on the table for him. And he can't go anywhere else to get more money than what the Cowboys are going to get. That's for sure. So, Zach, really, man, you put yourself in a situation, bro, you got to be a Joe Flacco this year, bro. You really got to be a Joe Flacco, have an outstanding year, get them into the playoffs, and you got to ball out. Nothing less, unless you sign what they're going to give you. And I think you're going to pull that deal off the table after the end of the day, what they gave to Zeke. I can't believe, bro, they was offering you $30 mil, and you wanted more than that? That's greedy, bro. Outstandingly greedy. You only made, what, about $2 or $3 mil? I know these conversions liking you, and they feel you for the time being. Throw a few picks. Fumble the ball a few times like you're prone to do. See what happens.
Ice, your Cowboys featured on one of the Sunday games, a game that everybody in America is going to be watching because it's a rivalry game. Don't know why they put the Giants on that time, but hey, here it is. But who you picking, man?
Yeah, well, I'm glad that Black Thor now can feel good, have a feel-good story about the future of the Giants. He can now look into the crystal ball and go, a couple years, we're going to be okay. Don't have nothing with Sunday. So with that moving forward, because Mr. Jones is not playing, and Zeke is back, I'm going to choose the Dallas Cowboys.
Watch your week five. It'll be screaming, jumping up and down off the Giants. Why? It was one of your famous rants. Stay tuned. Next game on tap is Detroit versus Arizona. Pop went with Arizona. He says that Murray's going to show out, and I'm going with Detroit. I don't trust the rookie right now. I got to see him, and when the game gets on speed, I got to see him. Against a defensive-minded head coach. Black, who you got?
Somebody should buy this cat. I really think that the Detroit should walk in there on defense, and when they're on the sideline, put on an Oakland A baseball cap, man, because this cat going to realize, man, he should have went to baseball, bro. and they were half blitzing him in preseason. He had time to do. Wait till Sunday, bro. Wait till Sunday. You have no blockers. It's not going to be pretty, bro. Yeah, I'm going to take Detroit in this. I just don't see how Arizona could do anything. I not that I like Detroit, but this guy, he can't coach up a defense, and they're gonna bring everything but the kitchen sink to him on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, Ice Water, who you got?
Well, we know that Arizona's quarterback has a big fan, and that's his coach, so that's good. But that's not going to help you on Sunday. And I think this is going to be an opportunity for Matt Stafford to kind of pad his stats in week one against Arizona. So the defense is coming. So I'm choosing Detroit on the road.
All right. Next game on top is San Francisco versus Tampa Bay. Pop is going to give Tampa Bay a shot. So he's going with Tampa Bay at home. I'm going with San Francisco with all the changes they made. And the free agency and drafting, I'm going to go with them. Black, who you got?
I think San Francisco is going to realize, John Lynch, midway season, that they paid this quarterback way too much, way too soon, bro. I just think that's going to be the case. They wait for him to come back? I don't think so. With that being said, I don't feel good about Tampa Bay. I just don't. I really don't feel good about Tampa Bay. Maybe because Jameis Winston, man. So I'm going to take San Fran with this one. I just don't feel good. And I know I said this a couple of weeks ago. I'm a little scared for Jameis because I think at the end of this season, but they're going to cut him loose. He's going to become a perennial backup quarterback in the league. If that, he's going to become that, man. That's where he's headed, bro. He's got to play this year. And I don't think he has it in him. I just don't think he has it in him.
All right. Ice, San Francisco, and San Francisco, who you got?
It's going to get interesting because is it Jimmy Garoppolo? You believe in him and what they're doing out there? Picked up the Atlanta running back or Tampa Bay? think Bruce Arians can make some things happen down there. I know this is a reach, but what the hell? I got to take one. I'm going with Tampa Bay. Jameis Winston is going to throw two touchdowns to Mike Evans. They're going to beat San Francisco at home. Tampa Bay.
All right.
There you go. There you go.
That came on top is Pittsburgh. There you go.
Yes, sir.
That's one. So Pittsburgh versus New England. Pop went with New England. I'm going with New England too. And until Pittsburgh can prove that they can beat New England and beat them convincingly, New England, even though I hate their gut, I pick as going to be a representative of the Super Bowl and the AFC. So me and Pop went with New England. Black, who you going with?
Now, realistically, man, this is the game that should be on Thursday night, bro. This is the game that would have some buzz on Thursday night, seriously. I got to go with New England.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to go with them. I'm not sure what Pittsburgh is going to put out there. They got a nice rookie middle linebacker that's playing. He's all over the field. But other than that, they extended Joe Hayden. Why? I have no idea. I didn't understand that.
Joe burnt toast Hayden?
Yeah. I didn't get that. But that tells me all I need to know about the Steelers, man. They're reaching, bro. They're reaching big time. They're not sure. I don't think the offense is going to move the ball this weekend. I think they will sometime throughout the season. Violet is going to be against the Patriots. I just don't think it will. I think the Patriots basically got some new toys. They always find new toys. People always give them nice, shiny toys. I don't know why. But they got a few new toys. They're going to roll out there, man. And they're going to win big. It's not going to be pretty.
They're like that spoiled, rotten kid that get everything. You can't get a thing. You can't have nice things, but this spoiled, rotten kid has everything. Play with the toy for a little while, throw it away, get another toy. Hate them. And I know hate is a strong word, but who's your pick?
Well, you know what?
Man, they're going to win another Super Bowl.
What I understand is Pittsburgh is really set now. Ben Roethlisberger is going to show you that he's capable of leading this team. He got rid of all of the distractions, and they're going to move forward. And that's the way it's going to be. But my one question, is Josh Gordon eligible this week?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, New England. It's at night time in New England. Yeah. And, Edelman, is Edelman still suspended or what's going on? Somebody suspended for the Patriots?
Yeah, I don't think it's Edelman, though. He's playing. I don't think it's him, but he's playing. But yeah.
It don't matter. Mm-hmm. They'll find somebody to throw to.
They're going back to the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. So New England
is Houston. Yeah, it's across the board. Next game on tap, Houston versus New Orleans. Papa's going with New Orleans. He asked me if Drew Brees was hurt, and I'm like, I didn't hear about Drew Brees being hurt. I guess he was trying to fool me playing in Jedi mind tricks, but I picked New Orleans anyway. So, Black, who you got?
Yeah, New Orleans, man. I think there's no general manager in Houston. The owner has basically, the owner passed a few months ago, so this head coach is playing for his job, in my opinion. You want to see what happens? I'm speaking of the Texans. Mustang's going to be just too much. Yeah, the Saints are going to be a little bit too much at home. They're going to come out, please, kicking. They're going to be way too much for the Texans.
All right, so you got?
If they can find out who the running back's going to be down there, from Carlos Hyde to Lamar Miller got hurt. They're just trying to do. Now they got some other folks.
Yeah.
And now you got Steels if he plays, but I still think it's too much in New Orleans. To overcome. So New Orleans defense trying to show up a little bit. I'm going with New Orleans at home.
All right. Last game on tap, and one of the Monday night games is Denver versus Oakland. Pop picked Oakland, and I'm like, okay. I wrote it down before he changed it real quick. So I'm going with Denver in this matchup. Black, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going with Denver too, man. Yeah, you got AB out here showing his prime papers and whatever. I mean, that team's going to blow up, man. I can't wait to see it, man. I got my popcorn on ready. I can't wait to read this book. I'm taking the Broncos with this one, man. Broncos.
All right. Ice, who you got?
I want to choose Oakland, but I can't because I know that the Denver running back probably run the ball 45 times, set a new record. So I'm gonna go with Denver, and their defense is gonna re-energized again, and they're ready to move forward. So, Denver on the road.
All right, those are picks, ladies and gentlemen. We'll post them up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with the Major League Baseball report with Ice Water. This is the Goon Squad Sports Radio broadcast. Black, I don't know what you were drinking in the first 40, but if we do a drinking show this year, we're going to start it off in the first 40. I don't know if we'll finish in overtime, but we're going to start it off in the first 40. So what were you drinking, sir?
I had a little tequila going on with a little bit of ginger ale to give it a little kick. I meant more tequila than ginger ale.
Sounds good. All right, I want to turn it over to Ice Water. The races are heating up in Major League Baseball, man. So I'm going to turn it over to you, man.
Yeah, I was jamming with that music you had. Finally got some good music on here. Some of that fog that's happening. The baseball report.
I can never get a break.
You're doing a great job, brother. Can you give me about 7 seconds of that one more. Can you turn it up just a little bit real quick so I get in the mood? Come on.
Yeah, hold on. I got you.
7 seconds. Come on. Basically, baseball report, baby. Yeah. Anyway, I have some great news for Black Thor. We are less than 30 days before the wild card game, first game. That means the baseball season will be ending very soon. Less than 30 days, Black Thor. The wild card baseball first game will take place on October 1st. It is now September 4th. Less than 30 days. You can come back to life, Black Thor. 30 days. Anyway, moving on to the Major League Baseball report. In the American League, the New York Yankees still lead that division by 9.5 games over Tampa Bay. Boston has fallen out of this race. They're 16 back. It's not looking real pretty. So it appears that the Yankees are going to kind of coast right now to the Eastern Division title. So we're moving to the Central now in the American League. Minnesota Twins are making noise, and they are putting that stank on it, as they say, in the Central. They're staking their claim to that division. They are 6.5 games up on the Cleveland Indians. 9-1 in their last 10. Cleveland is only 5-5 in their last 10. That's why they're 6.5 back. Moving forward over to the West in the American League, Houston Astros are up 9.5 games on Oakland. 7-3 in their last 10. Oakland 5-5. Houston seems to be coasting somewhat as well. We're going to move forward to the National League. Atlanta Braves are still leading the Washington Nationals by 7. The Phillies are disappointing me. I could not believe they're doing this to me after my prediction. 12.5 back, not looking good. But the Nationals are playing well. But Atlanta's hot too. The Nationals were 7-3 in their last 10. Atlanta's 8-2 in their last 10, and they have won 6 straight. Atlanta's like, we're not going anywhere just yet. Moving over to the Central in the National League. St. Louis Cardinals have moved up on the Cubs. They are 3 games up on the Cubs. Cubs are in second place. St. Louis is 8-2 in their last 10. Chicago 6-4 in their last 10. Milwaukee Brewers are 7 back in that division. As we kind of round third, heading for home, in the Western Division, the Los Angeles Dodgers lead that division by 18 games. Again, 18 games over Arizona Diamondbacks. They're 5-5 in their last 10. Doesn't even matter. And think about it this way. Arizona was 8-2 in their last 10. They're still 18 back. Not pretty, baby. Not pretty. Mm. So, again, the Dodgers are coasting. As I say it to you every week, what's going to happen in the postseason? Y'all take care. Like I said, less than 30 days, and Black Thor can come back to some more normalcy. Thank y'all. Always a pleasure. Yeah!
We're going to go straight to the WNBA report with Black Thor. Man, the top 8 are pretty much set, Black.
Yeah, man, we're moving closer and closer to the playoffs. We're starting very soon. I think this playoff is going to be real interesting, man, because we used to always have the Minnesota Lynx kind of dominate, if not the Sparks. Last year, of course, the Storm did their thing. But this year, man, we got some players or some teams that we aren't used to seeing kind of really do some damage in the playoffs. And one of those teams are the Mystics, man. The Mystics are on a tear towards a championship. You know, they're standing right now the number one spot with a 24-8 record. And probably what's really behind all this is Deladon is healthy. Usually throughout the season, the past couple of years, she's been getting hurt. Last year, she got it right around playoff time, and it kind of really set the team back. But so far, she's healthy, and the team is really clicking. They're playing some very strong basketball, and to the point to where she's so strong, she was nominated or named Player of the Month along with Brittany Griner for the month of August. Remember last week when I said Arike was number 6 with the scoring and that this rookie is kind of really taking the league by storm? Well, anyway, she moved up to number 3rd this week. This young lady is scoring 18 points a game, and she's really shaking up the league, doing her thing. Just when I thought the LA Sparks was basically not going to have a spot or not really make any noise in the playoffs, this team is starting to put together, man. Candace Parker is playing beyond herself. Tumike is doing their thing. They're really starting to blend and mesh, which is kind of interesting because I didn't think with Fisher at the helm was going to happen. But I have to maybe pat him on the back, man, because this team is starting to really look good. Sue Bird will miss the rest of the season, even though Seattle's sitting in the playoffs position. She's going to miss the playoff season. She has surgery done on her knee. So it makes me wonder, will she be back next year? Or maybe have we seen the last bit of Sue Bird play in a WNBA uniform? It's a possibility. No one's talking about it, but I think in the offseason that question will arise. There's an article that came out recently in the New York Times, and it said that the WNBA is putting on some of the best pro basketball in America. And they asked the question, why aren't fans showing up? And that's what it comes down to me at this point. Now, we know they're on CBS Sports playing a few games, but the fans seem not to be coming to the games. And it's been quiet lately on the contract talk after the season, after go up and really do another contract. And it's really going to see how the direction where this league is headed. But it's just amazing, man. It seemed like for some reason, because I remember when the league started years ago, I went to a couple of games, it would be packed. But if you look at the stands now, it's like basically watching high school football or high school baseball, man. It's not really a lot of people there. For some reason, or somehow, not some reason, but somehow, man, they got to find a way to bring people back to this basketball, this league. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure how. I mean, I thought about it a few times, and I couldn't even ignite it. But for some reason, man, people in America just have kind of tuned this game out And they're more in the college women basketball than in the professional women basketball. That's the report for this week. We'll be doing it again next week, of course.
One quick question, Black. Is there any possible way, because I'm looking at the Phoenix Mercury, and they've lost the last two, I believe, and the last 10, they're 4-6. Is there any possible way that you could foresee them falling out that number eight spot and the Indiana Fever taking their spot?
Ooh, it's possible. I don't think so, man. This is what Phoenix
because they had a game against
man.
The Sky, and the Sky just blew them out.
Yeah.
They just didn't look like a playoff team at all.
No, and they really aren't. But this is what Phoenix do. They kind of play around a little bit, and then the last few days or last few games of the season, they're going to become the Mercury. So if I had to guess, I think they'll be there when it's all said and done. But they're making it interesting. They really are. And you probably don't want to see them end there just because of what they're doing. But it's hard. It's kind of interesting because you look at Brittany Griner. I mean, her game is up. Her game is there. I mean, she's leading the league in scoring, averaging at least 20 points a game. She used to be more of a rebound and more of a defensive player, but she stepped up. It's just something amiss of that team, and they're not playing and winning like they should.
Yeah, okay. Just wanted to ask that because, I had a chance to watch them against the Chicago Sky, and they didn't even look like they were on the court the way the Sky beat them. And, I was looking for a good game, because it's playoff time, and it was like it just wasn't there. So I didn't know what was happening. Let's go to NCAA football. Give me your eye test, ice water, of the games that you saw last week that stood out to you.
Well, we had a lot of games that teams we thought were going to win won. I wasn't shocked, but somewhat surprised by Cincinnati drubbing UCLA 24-14. That was a little interesting for me. The rest of it just kind of turned crazy and cold because warmed up. Clemson was Clemson. Alabama was Alabama. We did have Tennessee losing. That was really, wow. That wasn't a shocker, but it just kind of made you shake your head a little bit as to what was going on there. And I'm going to leave the other things for you. One thing they did not talk about, and I think they need to mention it because when they do horrible, they do mention it. But Illinois beat Akron 42-3. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Might be the most points they scored since Juice. What's your boy's name? Juice from back in the day. 42.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I just can't call his name.
Yeah. There you go. All right, that's what I got.
Good season opener for him. And Lovey's been talking about this Illinois team that they're finally starting to get it. And hopefully it's a better season for him. I know some people transferred from there. A lot of the guys that he recruited, he said, have grown up. And they are fully aware of what they're capable of doing. And so now it's just a matter of just executing all that they learned in the last 2 to 3 years. Black Thor, give me your eye test in NCAA football, man.
You had a chance to check out a few games. Auburn and Oregon. That's a pretty good game for the most part. A little surprised that Auburn come back and win that game. Pretty interesting. It's interesting. I was watching Louisville. I didn't realize Louisville took such a slide. I didn't realize the coach had left and kind of left things kind of bare there. But the quarterback they have, this kid can develop into something kind of special. And watching Notre Dame play, of course, Notre Dame won that game. But I was able to look at their schedule, man, for the first time. They have a schedule that might take them under this year, man. But Notre Dame, they show up and they play.
Oh, yeah.
They're offensively, yeah, they weren't bad. But their schedule this year, man, for the first time in a long time, they're playing somebody. They're really playing somebody. So if they make it this year, they're going to really earn their keep.
Yeah, because they got to play Georgia. They have to play some other teams on there. But Georgia's going to be a big a big beatdown.
They got to go to Michigan too. They got to go to Michigan and play Michigan as well.
Got to go to Michigan.
It's going to be tough.
Michigan remembers that beatdown they put on them in South Bend. They remember that beatdown.
Yes, sir.
So they're coming for blood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A number of games really. I checked out as many as possible. Clemson still not sharp, but they were sharp enough to win. that game against Texas A&M is going to be a game that a lot of people want to watch, because that's pretty much the highest-ranking team that Clemson is going to play all year. Alabama started out slow with Duke, and I checked it out for a while, but then you start to see them adjust to the game and kind of put Duke in their place. Oklahoma, watching the new transfer quarterback there, and they're going to have something special. Oklahoma seems like they're trying to improve on defense, and that's going to be very important for them, because we all know that Oklahoma can score points, but can they stop a team just enough to score more points than the other team's offense? So if they can get that defense kind of locked down, and they were kind of smacking some folks around in the first half, and it seemed like they got tired in the second half and let the other team score a little bit. But it'll be interesting to see how they had that defense come together this year. Of course, the big game that's been coming up this weekend is LSU and Texas. I'm very eager to see that. But I text Ice about the Cincinnati game beating UCLA in the second year in a row. And I know Cincinnati has Ohio State coming, so I want you to talk a little bit about that, because we all know how you I won't say hate, but kind of have a little disdain for the Cincinnati Bearcats. And now they get to prove it against Ohio State this weekend. Another game that I was actually able to see is Florida State. Their coach is in trouble. Their coach is in big trouble. When you lose at home against a team that's not that good, you are in big trouble. And I give it half a season before they'll be calling for his head, and he's out of there. I thought Oregon had a shot. They had a shot, because we always talk about the Pac-12 getting into the playoffs. That was Oregon's shot to beat a SEC team and to prove that the Pac-10 deserved a shot in the playoffs, and they just couldn't seal the deal. I don't know why they can't do it, but the fans seem to really, really kind of get disappointed with Oregon. They say you can change your uniform 1,000 times, but you can't transform your team to a national championship. And so I think the Oregon fans are getting a little bit impatient with the Oregon Ducks not being able to seal the deal, especially when you have a USC team and a UCLA team that's not really strong in that conference, that you were supposed to step up, and they just haven't done it. Some of the games that you're going to be looking forward to, Ice, this weekend.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start right there since you brought it up, Cincinnati versus Ohio State. And for the record, I don't have disdain for the Bearcats in football, primarily in basketball, but now they have a new coach. That's another story. But Cincinnati with former Buckeye and former head coach and a little bit of everything, Luke Fickell's going to be coming up to Columbus, along with defensive coordinator and former OSU linebacker Marcus Freeman. So they look real good versus UCLA, won convincingly. And Ohio State will not take them lightly. I think they know they need to be prepared for the rest of the for the whole game. So it's going to be interesting. I want to see that game. I want to see how it plays out. But they're going to give them all that they have. We'll just see if Ohio State's up to the test. A couple other games I want to be looking at is, just out of curiosity, Syracuse versus Maryland. I want to see that there. West Virginia versus Missouri, because we have some quarterbacks movement around there with transfers. We'll see how they play out. You mentioned Texas A&M and Clemson. I want to see LSU with Texas. And one other game that I just want to watch, because you never know what's going to happen. But like last year, people have other ideas. Army versus Michigan. You heard it here first. Army versus Michigan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People have been talking about that game. People have been really talking about that game, and that Army is no joke. Army is no joke. Boise State jumped up in the top 25 also after beating Florida State. And of course, we saw the game the first week. We already talked about that. Stanford outlasted Northwestern, and Northwestern had a chance to win that game, but really kind of just flopped at the end of that game. Michigan State, they also won their game. Black, who are the game? What are the games that you're going to be checking out this weekend in college football? It's a little bit better schedule, Black.
Ooh, I'm saying, who had a better schedule, you said?
I said there's a better schedule this week than last week.
Oh, yeah, definitely better. Well, you know, LSU, man. I mean, you know, really, man. Anytime a team that was left behind by Miles, whatever his name was, I root for. You know, I want to see LSU.
They won their first game last week, Kansas.
Yeah, they did. North Carolina won theirs too. But anyway.
Barely.
Syracuse and Maryland. I mean, the game may not get a lot of pop. I said I like Syracuse a little bit on the football field. Maryland, you know, you may beat Maryland, but you gotta come to beat Maryland. You just don't show and beat Maryland. That's the game I want to keep a little eye on. Cincinnati and Oregon, Cincinnati and Ohio State, of course. You know, I'm sure Ohio State will win, but I want to see how Cincinnati kind of stands up to them, if they stand up to them at all. Those are the kind of games. Those are the games that just kind of jump out at me at the most part. But I didn't even think about, you know, Michigan, who they're playing. But to hear you two say that, I got to check that out as well, just see what's going on. I'm a little curious, too, at Georgia playing Murray State. Not saying Murray State can do any damage, but I'm hoping this the year that Georgia can get over the hump if they have to play Alabama. So that's kind of the reason why I'm kind of looking at Georgia, just what they have with Jake Strom and stuff of that nature.
Yeah, because I look at the SEC, Alabama has no room for error. So if they lose to LSU or Georgia or somebody in the SEC, they may be dropping out of that top four because they're number two right now behind Clemson. I don't think Texas A&M is going to give Clemson a game. People are talking about Clemson and the new coach there that came from Florida State, but I don't think Texas A&M is going to give Clemson a real good game. If they do, I'd be very surprised. But there's nothing in the way of Clemson not returning to the playoffs with that number one seed. But Alabama has no room for error. And they looked a little shaky against Duke in that first half of the game. And then they started to turn it on. The game that I saw is scaring me because sometimes you get – and I'm not against older people coaching. But you have the ball in your opponent's territory or past the 50, and I think what they did was they knelt they had the quarterback kneel on fourth down, giving the other team 10 seconds or 11 seconds to get the ball downfield and possibly score again halfway down the field. And I'm like, who is over there talking to Matt Brown about having the quarterback kneel on fourth and whatever instead of punting the ball and making the team work to get down the field? And I think North Carolina was lucky to win that game on Saturday. And I know you saw the photos of Matt Brown dancing in the locker room. I kind of thought that was a bonehead move, and he was lucky that one of the defensive backs at North Carolina intercepted the ball to ice that game because it was almost like he was trying to give it away to the other team. But I don't know if you guys saw that, but that's why I text you and said, you know, Matt Brown is losing it because I don't know what made him just kneel the ball down or fourth down instead of punting the ball away and giving his defense a chance to pin the offense down within the 20 to solidify that game. And he even said it at the end of the game, we made mistakes, the players made mistakes, but no, I blame you, the coach, of making that big mistake of putting your team in that situation where they could have lost the game with a Hail Mary or a deep pass down the field. But did you guys ever see that game or see those highlights?
No, I didn't catch the highlights. I wanted to.
Black?
No, I didn't catch it.
Yeah. So I'm going to be watching North Carolina. I think North Carolina has some talented players, but you got Matt Brown in there. This is his second time around. I'm a little scared. They scared me. They scared me the way the decision making down the stretch to solidify the win. And North Carolina needs a coach that can teach those guys how to win. There was no question about talent in North Carolina. There was a question about the discipline and coaching moves to solidify games. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and get the questions from the Goons right here on the Goon Squad Sports Radio Podcast.
Wow.
Welcome back to the Goon Squad Sports Radio Show. This is the portion of the show where we get questions from the co-host, Black and Ice Water, about topics that we probably didn't discuss or we discussed that we want to go into further. Black, your first question.
Woo! It seemed like AB has decided on a helmet, but he kind of got fined and he displayed, I guess he wasn't happy, and he displayed, I think he displayed the letter on social media that they used to fine him with. How do you think John Gruden and Mike Mayock really feels at this present point about AB?
They're feeling some kind of way. They're probably not really second. They might be second guessing themselves, but they know they're all in now. So you got to roll with him and just try to keep him happy, and hopefully he'll show up. So that's all they can do, because right now they invested a lot. So I think that's how. And at home or sitting at his desk drinking a twist, they're talking about how much drama he's created. But they're stuck. So it is what it is.
Bro, you know what? I think they thought this was going to be as easy as playing Xbox and making new moves in Xbox. I really do. Both of them came from television and making their comments about the moves of other teams. And you can see that most of their moves, I'm not going to say all their moves, most of their moves have been bonehead moves. Bonehead moves, not doing their research, not really investigating, not doing their homework. And so, you know what? I really don't care how they feel. They get what they get. And it's going to be, even though I follow the Raiders and back in the day, following the Raiders teams, I always admired them and kept tabs on them and one of my favorite organizations. It's going to be, I can't wait to the day they get rid of Gruden and this whole crackpot staff. But you get what you pay for and you run your mouth like you know what you're doing, and it's obvious that they don't know what they're doing. And they don't know what they got themselves into. Like I said last week, I thought we were going to wait until week five where AB just explodes and gives you all this drama. But wait until they're not doing well on the field. You're going to see a show. You're going to see a show from him. And they can't control him now. Imagine when they are out of playoff, you know, contention and all that. What they're going to do with him then? Black?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they thought, for the most part, it was like fantasy football, especially Mike Mayock. I like Mike. I think he was a great, you know, person to analyze players coming in. But it's more than being a general manager. When it comes down to being a general manager, it's much more than that. And you really have to deal with young men. And I think that's the thing that's going to really bother them in the long run. They've been so far away from the game to where they don't know how to deal with personalities. And I think they was trying to give AB a little lease, but in reality, AB wasn't the chemistry they needed to bring to the organization. They said they're getting a man here, run down the field with the quarterback and score a bunch of points. It's not that easy. You have to really understand the man and what you put into your locker room. And I don't think they have a clue. I think it's really surprised them. They do not have a clue. And like you said, I think there's a couple of players, man. And I'm gonna throw the player out in Cleveland the same thing. If they start losing, that cat's gonna be in New York. AB's gonna find a way not to play, get suspended. I mean, a lot of these Divas receivers, man, when things don't go well, they're gonna start to act up. It's gonna be interesting how these teams handle it.
All right, Ice, give me your first question.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Los Angeles Chargers who wasted no time. They put Melvin Gordon on the trade block after they tabled their contract talks. And Philadelphia came calling. They offered former Bears running back Jordan Howard in a swap of a couple mid-round draft picks. They got turned down. What do you guys think about that situation?
Wow. Wow. How soon they forget about the Bears, former Bears running back. Black?
Yeah, if I was San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers, I would have took that deal. I mean, realistically, they don't want Gordon, man. I don't care what they say, they really don't want him. They feel they don't have to have him. I don't think that's the difference between him and Zeke. Gordon has really never dominated them offensively the way Zeke has dominated for them for the Cowboys, and that's the problem. He's really poking his chest out, but bro, you haven't really carried it like you should have. So to me, they're trying to get a first round draft pick. He's not gonna earn you that. That's not gonna happen. Maybe second at best. But if you could pick up another running back and got from under his contract and maybe some draft picks, y'all would have made that deal.
Yeah, and I would have picked up the former Bear running back. That's a nice sturdy back, and a lot of people slept on him in fantasy football, and he produced for the Bears. And maybe a change of scenery for Melvin would have been a great thing. Would have been a great thing. And Philly needs more weapons. They need more weapons to contend against the Cowboys in the NFC East. So I think that would have been a great move. And San Diego needs to just part ways. All this is going to do, the longer this takes, the longer it's going to fester. And that may ruin your chances of doing anything really good this season. So I agree with Black. I would have pulled the trigger on the deal just to get him out the way and get me whatever I can get from the deal from Philly and start over with a new bat. So, Ice, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I can see that. Considering the fact that the Chargers have two quality backups at running back who can really put some work in. It may not be star quality, but they can definitely get you a few yards, and they've had that for a while. And I think you're right. Jordan Howard was a player. He may not be the best pass catcher, but you put him in the right scenario, he can gain some yards. I liked him in fantasy, but I think if Philadelphia does hold on him like they are going to, he's going to surprise some people, especially, I think, and he'll be more enthusiastic to play considering he's going to be on a team that supposedly is going to be contending for at least the postseason.
All right. Black Thor, your next question, sir.
Yeah, Hopkins have made he did an interview, the player, the receiver for the Houston Texans, an interview basically with GQ where he stated that back in 2017 when the quarterback went down, he wanted the team to actually sign Colin Kaepernick. And then he goes on to say that during the 2018 season, when they came out about what the owner said about the inmates running the asylum, we can't let them run the asylum. He was thinking about not playing one game, and his teammates kind of called him and talked him into it. When you hear about this, about him making these statements now in the magazine, is it a little bit too late, or is something that maybe catches your attention?
Hi.
It catches my attention. I think it's late, but it catches my attention because the fact that he even considered sitting out of the game. I think I told you before, they were able to get five quality players to sit out two games, it would change the way that the league valued them the way that they were approaching them. And then we probably wouldn't have got past, wouldn't have really got into divide and conquer. So I take it seriously, but because of that factor, but I still think it's business as usual. And that's just what it is, because now people are either turned off on it. And we said before last week that the situation or the argument or the reason why this is all happening has been muddied. And we don't know what – there's a lot of confusing information going out now.
I appreciate him even talking about it. And I always wondered if there are players who had even considered this. And it's good to know that there was a player, a marquee player, that was considering this. But here's my thing, and not to take it off the subject too much, is that when I hear – professional athletes, especially in the NBA and the NFL, talk about it's a brotherhood, it's a fraternity, and we look out for each other. Y'all need to stop saying that. Stop saying that. So even though I appreciate he said that, action is more valuable to me than words. Stop saying you're a fraternity. Stop saying you look out for each other, because when, Chris, what's the guy, Mahmoud Raouf, when he was going through his things, y'all shut up. When Craig Hodges was going through his things in the NBA, y'all shut up. Kaepernick was going through his thing in the NFL, y'all shut up. And y'all went through this process as business as usual, just like I said. And so stop saying that you're a brotherhood and you're a fraternity and that once you're in this fraternity, we're all looking out for each other. You're not doing that. And so even though I appreciate what he said, to me, it's too little too late. Y'all should have got together when this was happening. Y'all should have known how important this was to a lot of folks when the president jumped in and told you how he felt about it. None of y'all said jack. So, yeah, it's nice that you say it in the magazine, you know, after the fact. But, you know, in the bigger scheme of things, doesn't mean shit. Black?
No, I agree with you, you know, tremendously there. Because, I mean, it's nice, a small nice, that he thought about it. But my thing is, no one stepped out and moved beyond, man. I mean, really, no one stepped out. And maybe if he would have decided to take that game off, maybe some other players would have followed. But it's just no one individually, and it had to be collectively, but no one, and that's why I don't think they realize, in a sense, that even beyond Colin Kaepernick, and I know everything got muddied, reason why he was kneeling and all that, but none of them seemed like they really cared about the reason why he was doing it. Forget about him not playing or whatever. It just seemed like a bunch of them didn't care that black men was being just slaughtered in your town that you play in, maybe the town you grew up in. And that's the thing that I, when I look back at this, and it's, you know, an interview now, and even they say an interview, it's 900 days later since Colin Kaepernick, you know, been employed in the NFL. So to talk about it now is damn near what, how many, almost 2-3 years later? Why be an issue even talk about it now? I mean, it's nice to say, yeah, I thought about, bro, if you didn't miss a game, you didn't speak out, you didn't do anything, then it's no need to talk about it now, realistically. And I like DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, I like him, like what he does, like the way he carries himself. But to talk about it now, it doesn't make any sense. Why bring it up? I mean, why answer the question? Why even talk about it? It should not be something you allow GQ to ask you about, because realistically, you did nothing. You wore a jersey, a 7 jersey. Seriously, bro. I mean, and that's the thing about us as black men in this country. I know you talked about the brotherhood of NFL and sports. We have no brotherhood, period. Seriously, we don't. Maybe we shouldn't.
True.
So maybe we're doing what we should be doing because we have none, period, and we expect them to have it. But and I always say, you can't expect them to respect you when you don't respect yourself. So I just don't understand why so many days later you will find yourself talking about it and acting like you were down for it and whatever. Even in this article, you talk about Colin Kaepernick getting a job, but you don't talk about what's going on, the reason why he was protesting. And that's the thing that you never really hear people talk about. Why was he dealing? To get what he got, a job, he was quarterbacking. And it's amazing. What was really amazing, how black men are afraid to even bring that subject up. You know why? Because it makes white people feel uncomfortable. So you're more comfortable as long as they're yelling at you, give you adulation, and that's what you want. Continue on.
Oh. All right, Ice, you're up next. What's your question?
Yep. Newsflash, Chuck Cooper, the first black NBA draft pick, is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Just imagine this. He broke the NBA's color barrier 69 years ago, and now he's finally put in the Hall of Fame.
Wow. Hmm. Wow. And I believe he played for the Boston Celtics?
Correct.
All right, Black, any thoughts with this? About this?
No, I'm happy to hear it. I'm glad. I'm a little sorry that it took so long. But on a different note, man, I think we talked about this last week, or maybe we didn't, man, that Bob Cousy is finally talking to Bill Russell about what happened back years ago. I wouldn't even talk to him, bro.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even engage him in a conversation. Seriously. You know how long ago those two been playing? And it's nice when stuff like this happen, but somebody that gets finally their due 6 years later, I'm sorry if I don't open a bottle of champagne, bro. I'm just sorry. People need to get their medicine when they need their medicine if you're sick. I mean, people need to be handled in proper situation where you need to, you know, it shouldn't take that long for you to get something that should have been done many years ago. But I'm happy that it happened, but I'm sorry if I have to say what I got to say.
Yeah, yeah. One of the reasons why I knew that is because I know back in the day if you remember Black, my pop was and still is a big Boston Celtics fan. And then he stopped watching the NBA. that was one of the reasons why he was he's a Dodger fan because of Jackie Robinson. He's a Boston Celtics fan because of this. And I believe the Dallas Cowboys had the first one of the first Black players in the league, and that's why he's a Dallas Cowboy fan. So some significance behind it. Even though we tease him about, I used to tease him about the teams that he would root for, and we tease the Cowboys and the Boston Celtics and teams we don't like, and we would go back and forth. There was always a significance of why he chose those teams and decided to root for those teams. But your thoughts, your final thoughts on that, Ice, about him being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, long overdue, man. I just what that just kind of gets to you because somebody of that significance when they make that breakthrough, you never know without that person how much longer it would have been before that happened, or integration of the league, and it makes you wonder why they forgot about him. I mean, with all the stuff going on, particularly with all of the hell that Bill Russell raised, without not going back to Boston for so many years. Knowing how they were and what was going on, you'd think that NBA would take upon itself to kind of go, we need to get this guy in there as soon as possible, because without him, our league would have been totally different. Without integration, it would have been totally different.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with one or two more questions from the Goons right here on the Goon Squad Sports Radio Show. Back on the show, and we're coming down the home stretch. I have one quick question before you guys gather with your question, and I'm going to go with Ice first. Ice, what are you expecting to see in the NFL? What are you looking forward to see in the NFL this season, first game? Teams that you're expecting to kind of separate themselves from, I know it's only the first game, but separate themselves from what they did last year, or players that are going to be kind of shining in the first week. What are some of the things that you're expecting in this NFL season?
I want to see how the Chiefs regroup, because with all of the changes that happened, losing their star running back, and now you have some different things going on there. I want to see if Mahomes is still Mahomes. We want to say, yeah, he is, and we expect him to be, but I want to see what happens there. I definitely want to see what's going on with the Ravens. I want to see if Lamar Jackson is going to be able to kind of tailor his running and become more of a pocket passer, because I think that's going to make a big difference in the way that they play, considering they have a solid defense. And then I just want to see what happens, because you look at it from the standpoint of, will the Patriots, will the Chiefs, will the Eagles, will the Saints, will the Cowboys, will the Rams, will Seattle be true contenders like we think they should be, or I think they will? And then what happens with the teams I think are, I want to call, pretenders? And they might prove me wrong. Vikings, 49ers, Chargers, and Browns. And will there be any sleepers? Like Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh could be a sleeper. And another sleeper I'm going to throw out there, if things come together and they help him out, I think he's a lot better than what people think. The quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, I think the Colts can be a lot better than people believe they're going to be.
Okay. But your expectations, teams, players, organizations for this year in the NFL?
I'm going to go to Mike Tomlin, man. Because to me, I mean, I always looked at Mike Tomlin as being this head coach that everybody wanted to play for. He ran a tight ship, and he was doing his thing. But over the past few years to me, man, I've seen things a little different about him. And for me, when that team has to hire someone to tell you when to throw the flag and stuff of that nature that you should have at this point in your career down to a science, I want to see him in in-game coaching make decisions, make some changes, and just do some things. And I need to see that from him. Just me personally, I need to see it. So I will be paying attention to starting Sunday night. Just watch him throughout the season, how he handles the situation, man. And, you know, it's okay to get in the press conference and rah, 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 rah. But that team, to me, and his leadership, I want to see the Pittsburgh Steelers play like Mike Tomlin coaches them, not like they just play wide open. That I definitely want to see. I want to see what Cleveland really can put together. I think there's a lot of talent there. This coach, to me, I'm not sure if he can will them in. I think they need more, a little more structure than he's probably going to be able to provide. So, but that's going to be interesting, really kind of keep an eye on. I think Minnesota's been kind of chomping at the bit. You pay this money to this quarterback. I want to see you really do something now. I want you to step and see you step up and really kind of handle your business, because I'm not sure. I also want to see what the Saints have, because I think the Saints are kind of – they want to move away from Drew Brees, but they're not sure. And, they put Teddy out there in the offseason. I want to see what Drew Brees really do, because I think they really want to kind of step away from him and kind of move on. But at the same time, they realize they're so close to really probably win the championship. So this is going to be interesting, man. He kind of falters throughout the season. I don't think he'll be back in the Saints uniform next year.
Yeah. Things I'm looking for, can Kansas City make that next step? What correlates to what I'm going to talk about last. Can they make that next step with some of the changes they had to make during the season with certain players having to leave the team or the league or moving because of behavior issues or whatever? I want to see how they bounce back. Can Mahomes put together and get that team going? And can they be defensively minded, match up to the offense? Can they match up? New Orleans, hey, you said you got cheated last year. Show and prove. Show that you can get back and do what you need to do to get to that spot again and get to the Super Bowl. So I want to hear about the call. I don't want to hear about how the refs did that. They changed the rule, all that other stuff. Show and prove. Show you can do it. Show you can be the beast of that NFC. And I'll be watching. The Rams, to me, got a lot to prove. You had that high-flying offense, and then you had teams like Chicago and other teams just shut you down. And so the NFL is a league where they catch up with you quick. So if you're going to be doing the same plays that you're doing last year that worked for you, Gurley is, I don't know if that situation is going to, iron itself out. But the Rams have a lot to prove to me. Can you, from that big letdown in the Super Bowl, the biggest game of your life, can you come back and do it all over again? We'll see. And the other thing that I'm looking forward to is that who steps up to challenge the New England Patriots? We say that every year. Who steps up this year to challenge the New England Patriots? Because it looked like they just reloaded and they're coming back for another Super Bowl. And, man, I don't know if I'll be able to take it, Black and Ice, and Tom Brady winning 7. I won't be able to take it. He'll be a god among football legends. And so they might even change the rule in the Hall of Fame and say as soon as he decides to hang the shoes up, the cleats up, let's just put him in. So I don't know if I could take another 7. I don't know if I could take the words from different Patriots fans that I know over. I know, Black, you won't be able to take it over in the East Coast because that's all they talk about over there. But who can challenge this team? Not even looking at Miami. I'm not looking at the Jets. I'm looking at teams like Kansas City and Pittsburgh. Can you step up and do what you need to do to punch the Patriots in the mouth and shut down Tom Brady and shut down all this talk about him playing until he's 50 years old? Those are mine. We got 5 minutes left. Black, do you have a question?
Woo! Wow, man. unlike you, I think the Chiefs will take down the Patriots this year. I really thought they would have took them down last year. They didn't get rid of Hunt. They just was a suspend Hunt and brought him back. I think they would have took down the Patriots last year. I really do, man. I think they're going to be a year better this year. I think it's going to happen. I noticed earlier, man, I forgot to comment on it, but there was a video out with Colin Kaepernick basically throwing a football to Odell Beckham. A couple of weeks ago, man, he came out on social media and threw this out real quick if you guys want to respond to it or not. there was question. A lot of people on social media and different things are questioning his sexuality. And he came out, he said only in the black community were people basically questioning his sexuality, but he didn't really kind of talk about it. But is it because people are questioning sexuality based on some things he's done that he doesn't understand, or is it basically because he feel like because he's Odell Beckham, no one should really question him?
Ike?
Wow, that's a deep question. I'm thinking maybe because he's Odell Beckham, nobody should question him. But when you start people get into the whole thing of, what do I want to say, metrosexuals, which he might be considered one, then people start to wonder. But when you have money and you reach a certain fame or whatever, then people are always going to look for things to try to tear you down. So he should accept that. He should expect that is what I want to say.
You act like a clown and you put yourself out there and doing some questionable things and putting it on Instagram and recording, then people are going to question, man. This is your own doing. So if you're trying to blame the media or the black community, I'm not buying that. You put yourself out there in certain situations, whether being in a hot tub with a bunch of fellas or a guy going down while you're in a hot tub and he go underwater, and you put those suggestions out there, people are going to question it, man. You're a celebrity. And so when you start filming that stuff and putting it out there, who's not going to question it? It's just not the black community. It's everybody that was on your Instagram that's questioning a lot of moves that you've been making that is suspect. So you got your own self to blame for that. You can't blame anybody else. Black?
Yeah, that's what I was going to basically say, man. He's done some things that will make you raise your eyebrow. But I remember years ago, man, I don't know if you guys remember this, that there were rumors about Troy Aikman. And there was a time when the people kind of questioned Troy Aikman in a sense. So, I mean, some of that comes with the territory, but at the same time, this cat has done some things that make people wonder. He has. So, like you said, if you're going to do these things, you're going to walk around a skirt, a dress, or whatever, that type of stuff, bro. Trust me, people are going to look at that stuff and just think, well, that's Odell just being Odell. You got a right to do whatever you want, man, but it's part of the territory. It comes with it.
Yeah. I'm going to have to owe you one, Ice. We got about 2 minutes left. Last second shot, Ice.
Yeah, real quick. When we get closer to football, pro football, not the AFL, we get closer to pro football, that means we're getting closer to pro basketball as well and college basketball. So I'm excited that we are here right now doing this thing because I'm definitely excited about the NFL, but I'm really excited about the changes in the NBA. So that means I'm getting ready for closer and closer, and Black Thor can still be unsettled until we get to the end. All right, thank y'all.
All right, Black Thor.
I think we're going to learn a lot, man, from the young ladies that were playing tennis, the way they handled themselves in loss and in victory. And a lot of times I think we got to realize, man, no matter what we're doing in life, sports, whatever, there's some kids that are watching us, bro. So we should always kind of live our lives through, like, they got a camera on, they're paying attention, because they really are.
All right. My last second shot goes out to whoever was responsible for putting Coach Hallis's statue in front of Soldier Field, and along with Walter Payton. It was long overdue, and it was a great gesture. And I can't think of a more deserving player than Walter Payton. I'm not a Chicago Bears fan. I'm always a big fan of Walter Payton. I always followed the running backs in the NFL because that was my thing back in the day. But kudos to see his son and his children look at Pawpaw up there. Was a great tribute to a great man and running back. That's going to do it for our show. We will do it again next week. You guys stay tuned. Check us out on YouTube and on Facebook. Take care.
Goodness gracious, let me just take this time out to pull a rhyme out and update this for you and yours, simply because some MCs have luck but suck, so I pluck them like feathers on the back of a chicken, cause I'm mad like a bitch when my man's to stick them. Positive is a mindset.